Chapter 15. All right, first question, where the fuck am I? The person Kivalagos addressed sat at a small desk in a small room and appeared amused. I thought your first question might be, who the fuck am I? All right, fine. Who the fuck are you? My name is Captain Robinette. Hello, Captain Robinette. Charmed. Where the fuck am I? Captain Robinette looked over at the two crew members who had accompanied Kivalagos to his stateroom. Wait outside, he said. Close the door. If you hear anything other than slightly raised voices, come in and beat her unconscious. The two left. Kiva was unimpressed. You won't make any noise if I fucking strangle you, she said. I'm going to take the chance you'll make noise coming over the desk. And you still haven't answered my question. Where the fuck am I? Before I answer that, please tell me what you remember before you got here. Are you fucking kidding me? Indulge me, please. Before I woke up here, the last thing I remember is being shot in the fucking face. When I woke up here, I was in a room the size of a fucking broom closet, where I stayed for 4 fucking days with nothing but a case of protein bars and a chemical fucking toilet to keep me company. That thing's a fucking mess, by the way. After 4 days, it would be. Go on. Kiva motioned behind her. Then the door to my cell unlatched. And then your pals, Chuckle and Fuckle, told me to come with them. Then I was here. The end. Where the fuck am I? The amused look on Robinette's face had not noticeably changed since Kiva entered the room, which annoyed her. You're on the freighter Our Love Couldn't Go On, which, as of, Robinette checked his timepiece, 45 minutes ago, has entered the flow stream to the Bremen system, a journey that will take us 15 days and 4 hours, more or less. The previous 4 days were us accelerating toward the flow stream. I was under instruction not to let you out of your stateroom during those 4 days. My employer was quite specific, thus the protein bars and chemical toilet. I assume you figured out there was water in the sink. It tasted like shit. Yes, well, inasmuch as the water is reclaimed, it might. It's potable, but just barely. Fuck you. My employer noted that you might be hostile, Robinette observed. This isn't me hostile, Kiva said. I assume hostile will be you coming over the desk and strangling me, for starters. Fair enough, Robinette said agreeably, and then reached into his desk to pull out a handgun, which he then aimed at Kiva, finger lightly on the trigger. This should keep things civil. Fuck you. For certain values of civil, anyway. Why the fuck are we going to Bremen? Because next month is Oktoberfest, and I've never been. I asked a serious question, and I gave you a serious answer. My employer was specific that you were to be escorted out of the end system, but didn't much care where. I suggested the Bremen system because it's a relatively short hop in the flow. The flow streams to and from Hub are predicted to be sound for a few years yet, and because Oktoberfest sounds like fun, it apparently hails all the way back to Earth times. I've never been, so why not? And my employer was fine with it, so here we are. Let me guess who your mysterious fucking employer is. You don't have to guess, Robinette said. It's Nadashi Nohama Peten, the same person who had you shot in the face with stun pellets. How do you feel, by the way? How the fuck do you think I feel? Kiva said. Like I was shot in the fucking face with a bunch of rocks. Robinette nodded. You look terrible, too. All those little pinpricks where the pellets went into your head and neck. Thanks, asshole. The good news is they'll heal pretty quickly. Almost certainly by the time we get to Bremen. And then what? Like I said, Oktoberfest. I mean, what happens to me, you singularly obtuse motherfucker? That hasn't been decided yet. I was told that once we arrive at Bremen, further instructions will come. We are to wait for 2 months. If no additional instructions have come by then, I'm supposed to toss you out an airlock. We have 3. You may pick. I don't understand, Kiva said. Why would she keep me alive just to have me tossed out of a fucking airlock? You should ask her yourself. She's rather inconveniently not here at the moment, you fatuous bag of pricks. Well, if I set down this gun, do you promise not to come over the desk? I promise nothing. I'll take my chances. Please note that the gun is keyed to my fingerprint, so even if you grab for it, it won't do you any good. I could fucking beat you to death with it. I'll just put it back in the desk then, Robinette said, and did so. From the same drawer, he produced an envelope, which he handed to Kiva. It's from my employer. She was specific that I should give it to you once you were released from your captivity. Kiva started at the envelope. Oh my fucking God, she's gloating in print. She may be, agreed Robinette. He pointed to the envelope. If you don't mind, once you read that, I'd like to know what she said. Why do you care? I'm curious, is all. She was a passenger on the ship for some months, you know. From when her mother and all those others were arrested for treason to really not all that long ago. I understand she's traded up in terms of accommodations, and I suppose I can't really blame her. Yeah, this ship is kind of a shithole from what I've seen, Kiva said. Perhaps. But with regard to your situation, Lady Kiva, being inside of it is better than being outside of it. You have a point there, Kiva admitted. So, Nadashe was not popular on your ship, I take it. I believe the polite euphemism is she kept to herself. Then why the fuck are you doing her dirty work? For the most obvious reason there is, Lady Kiva, she's paying me very well to do it. I can pay you more than she can, Kiva said. Perhaps you could, theoretically. But, as a practical matter, you're on this ship without access to any funds whatsoever. While Nadashe Nohama Peten has already paid me half up front, which is, in itself, more than I've made in the last 2 years. So your money, if you had any on you, which you don't, is literally no good here. Sorry. You're making a mistake. Possibly, but I doubt it. I heard of Nadashe Nohama Peten long before I ever had reason to cross her path. She strikes me as both singularly determined and absolutely the wrong person to get on the bad side of. So I'm going to take her money and stay on her good side, if that's all right with you. Kiva snorted. Captain Robinette took that as an affirmation and continued. In the meantime, you have two choices, Lady Kiva. The first is to choose to behave yourself, which means staying in the areas I tell you to stay in and keeping out of the way of the running of the ship and the responsibilities of the crew. In which case, you will be allowed some freedom of movement and access to a tablet for entertainment. The Our Love isn't a cruise liner, and there's not much to do, and everyone knows why you're here, and they're not going to be inclined to wait on you. But it's better than the alternative. Which is? That you cause me trouble, Lady Kiva. In which case, I lock you back into your broom closet with some protein bars and that chemical toilet, and you can count the rivets on the bulkhead. And if you're especially troublesome, I might have you tossed out an airlock without waiting for permission. Nadashe wouldn't like that, Kiva said. She's not paying you to make decisions. That's true. It's her money. But it's my fucking ship, Lady Kiva. Pardon the language. So, which choice will you make? I'll play nice. That's what I like to hear. Robinette reached into his desk again and produced a tablet, which he handed to Kiva. That has guest access and includes information about the ship and the services the crew can provide. You have access to the ship's doctor, which I suggest you take advantage of. And if you talk to the purser, we can get you an extra set of clothes. I'll give those to you. Call it a gesture of goodwill. Thanks, Kiva said sarcastically. You're welcome, Robinette said, not sarcastically at all. There are two sex workers on board, but they are a value add for the crew, and you don't have any money, so you should maybe skip them. But you can screw any other crew member you like on your own time, as long as you don't disrupt ship's duties or its general calm. I'm not exactly in the mood. It'll be 2 weeks to Bremen. You may change your mind. In any event, there's your tablet and there's your letter. And now you know where you are and why. Do you have any other questions at the moment? Not for you, Kiva said. Then you're dismissed. Either Chuckle or Fuckle, as you call them, will escort you back to your quarters. And, Lady Kiva, if I may make a suggestion. What is it? You may have noticed I was tolerant of your threats and attitude in our little chat today, Robinette said. That's because I find it strangely charming and because I know that being in a hole for 4 days would make anyone testy. I don't suggest you continue with that attitude with me from here on out, and especially not in front of my crew. The Our Love may be a shithole, as you describe it, but it's a shithole that needs tight discipline, and I can't and won't tolerate anything That messes with that. Do we understand each other? Fine. Good. Also, I strongly suggest not trying that attitude with the crew, either. Why? Because it would be mean? No. Because they'll break a butter knife off in your neck. I thought you said you kept tight fucking discipline on this ship. I said the ship needs tight discipline. I didn't say that if you tested that proposition, you wouldn't find yourself dead. Nadashe's letter was, of course, irritating as all fuck. It went like this. Kiva, because I know you are wondering, here is why I've kept you alive. One, because it amuses me to keep you alive on that terrible ship. Two, because I'll need you alive to access some of those still frozen accounts. Three, because keeping you alive will keep your mother and the House of Lagos in check. There's something to be said for the fine art of keeping hostages. I should note that the last of these is something I'm keeping in my pocket for now. As far as anyone else knows, you were killed along with Drusen Wolf. After my contractor killed Wolf and stunned you, my own ambulance crew was first to the scene and ferried you away. I regret to say you died on the way to the hospital, and your body immediately shipped in a closed casket back to Ikoyi. I framed Wolf for it. He was killed by his own sloppy contractors. Good help is hard to find. Oh, you snide fucking piece of shit, Kiva said out loud as she read that last bit. You really think you're being clever? I've kept you alive for now, but I obviously can't have you at end. So, now you're on your way to Bremen. I believe you know what I have planned. I have reason to believe it will happen soon. If I am successful, then it's possible I will recall you to retrieve my property and to discuss with you, as your family's lead negotiator, the disposition of the House of Lagos in the new regime. After all, you were so considerate with the House of Nohamapeeton while you were privileged to look after its interests. I look forward to having a Nohamapeeton return the favor. If I'm not successful, then I regret to say that I will likely not be in a position to send further instructions to Captain Robinette and his crew with respect to your disposition. By this time, I'm sure the captain has told you what that will mean. And before you suggest to him that my failure means that he won't get paid the remainder of what's owed to him, you should know that he knows that the remainder is already in an escrow account back at Hubfall. Sorry to disappoint you on that. I'm afraid there's not much more to say, other than that you should wish me luck. Your life depends on my success. Enjoy Oktoberfest. N.N. Kiva read the letter, read it again, read it one more time just to be sure, then tore it up into small pieces, went to the crew head down the passageway from her broom closet, tossed the torn up bits of letter into the head, pulled down her pants, sat on the head, and pissed all over them. This action did not change the overall tenor of Kiva's current circumstances, but it did make her feel better. Having done that, Kiva returned to her broom closet and considered her situation and what advantages and assets she had at the moment. Advantages. She was fucking alive, which honestly had come as something of a surprise to her after being shot in the face. The captain was correct that she didn't look very pretty at the moment. Her face was a mass of subdermal bruises and pockmarks where the drug-laden bits of powdery shot had gone into her skin to be absorbed. But that wasn't anything she was worried about. It wasn't going to slow her down any. Assets. Her brain. Her body. Not her face, per se. See above, ray, bruises, and pocks. But everything else, inside and out, was working on all cylinders. Plus, her current state of being, which was fucking pissed. Not just fucking pissed at Nadashe Nohamapeeton, to be clear, although Kiva was indeed righteously fucking pissed at her. Nadashe had had her shot in the face, kidnapped, and put into space on a ship that was basically a case of fucking lockjaw waiting to happen. Nadashe needed to get an attitude adjustment, and Kiva very much wanted to be the one who gave it to her. But the person Kiva was most fucking pissed at was herself. Senia had been right. Nadashe had found Kiva where she wasn't looking. Kiva had walked into that meeting with Drusen Wolf, confident that she had the upper hand, that Wolf and Nadashe were going to fall for her plan exactly as she had intended. She had been overconfident and underprepared, and it ended up with her being shot in the face and with her fate in the hands of a fucking Nohama Petan. Kiva paused briefly to think about Senia, who almost certainly thought that Kiva was dead and who was having to deal with that. Kiva felt something stab at her, something that she was not entirely sure she'd ever felt before. Grief, but not for the dead, which would be her and she was not, but for the living, who had to sit with their own grief for the dead. It wasn't fair to Senia to have to deal with this grief, and while Kiva was never one to delude herself that the world was anything close to approaching fair, this felt like a special flavor of out of bounds, something very particular that she would need to repay Nadashe for. So, yes, Kiva was fucking pissed. Pissed at Nadashe, pissed at herself, pissed for Senia, and pissed to be on a ship that was apparently made mostly out of rust and spunk, hurtling toward fucking Oktoberfest, whatever the fuck that was. Kiva had fucked up. It was time to get her own back. She had 15 days and just under a couple of hours now to do it. So Kiva got to work.